More than 2,000 Southeast Alaska Natives danced their way to Juneau's Centennial Hall last evening for Celebration 2014. The biennial festival is the largest cultural event in the state, organized by the Alaska Heritage Institute. It brings multiple generations of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people together to celebrate their culture. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has the story.
The Sanya Kwan, Cape Fox dancers, were chosen to lead the processional of 50 dance groups. It is truly a grand entrance with colorful, beautiful regalia, representing Tlingits, Haidas, and Tsimshians from all over Alaska, the lower 48, and Canada. Harvey Shields is the leader of the chief welcome dance.
My Tlingit name is Kanach, and we are the Sanya Kwan people, and we originated about 50 miles south of Saxon.
The Johnson O'Malley dance group from Wrangell is further down the street.
I was still sewing on the ferry.
Sandra Churchill made two button robes for celebration this year.
So I know we know it's going to be every 2 years, and we still put it off until the last minute, but it's worth it.
Celebration started in 1982, and Churchill has been to all 16 events. Juneau's sidewalks were clogged with people snapping pictures and taking videos. Patricia McGraw and her husband Gary looked like they were on a safari. They had traveled from Pensacola, Florida to Juneau specifically for celebration. McGraw grew up in Juneau. She choked up as she recalled that time.
When I was young, the native traditions were totally disrespected. And, you know, kids knew. I was told not to play with the native kids, but kids know what's right and what's wrong. And I've always felt strongly that they needed their traditions and we needed to honor their traditions.
And as a non-Native, celebration is a homecoming McGraw embraced. At age 75, Ken Grant says his dancing days are over, but he's danced at many celebrations with the Mount Fairweather group from Hoonah. Grant works for the National Park Service and lives in Bartlett Cove, where he has a spectacular view of the Fairweather Range on clear days. His formal Tlingit name even comes from Mount Fairweather.
It means being proud and having pride in the mountain and all that it stands for, the songs, the regalia, and the stories that come from it.
Much like celebration, he says.
Most of all, I think it builds in pride. It builds in passion, which I think is really important for anything to function properly. You know, you need to have that pride and passion. And I think that celebration is a good source for pride and passion.
Celebration continues through Saturday with dance performances, native art, language sessions, lectures, a parade, and the grand exit. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.